For nearly 50 years, singer-songwriter Dave Frischberg has been crafting lyrics from the quirky stuff of modern life. And through it all, one thing has motivated him to write.
Guilt. Guilt about not writing. That's what makes me write.
I'm impressed with my attorney, Bernie. I'm impressed with his influential friends. He's got very big connections, and I follow his directions. Bernie knows his way around, and so I always do what Bernie recommends.
Dave Frischberg is a four-time Grammy nominee whose songs have been recorded by Rosemary Clooney, Blossom Deary, and Diana Krall. His wry and sometimes sentimental music suggests his affinity with an earlier era, and with one particular composer renowned for his wit, elegance, and rhyme. As part of Intersections, the Morning Edition series on artists and their influences, Dave Frischberg talks about the music of Frank Lesser with NPR's Ketzel Levine.
Dave Frischberg sketches in music and lyrics. He can create entire worlds with just a few deft words. If you press him, he'll even admit he likes some of his own music. But one of his favorite songs, the one that sings itself, he says, is not his own.
Baby, It's Cold Outside is the perfect dialogue song between two people. It's just absolutely perfect. It works with everyone. Works with Ray Charles and Betty Carter, and it works with Adolph Green and Betty Comden, you know. It's a work of genius.
Baby, It's Cold Outside was written by Frank Lesser, who also created an entire world with just a few wintry words.
I really can't
stay. But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
away. But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been so happy that you dropped in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. Just like
Frank Lesser could deliver. That was the composer singing, along with Lynn Lesser, his first wife. Baby, It's Cold Outside is just one page from the Lesser songbook, a trove that includes the musical's most happy fella, How to Succeed in Business, and Guys and Dolls. When he first heard Lesser's music, Dave Frischberg was in his 20s playing piano in New York. Frischberg had a few good contacts, not to mention a considerable amount of pluck, and submitted a handful of his own songs to Lesser's publishing company. One fine day, he got the call. Mr. Lesser would like to see you. And for one memorable hour in 1961, Dave Frischberg met his idol.
I wanted to talk music with him, and he refused. I don't want to talk music. What do you mean? Well, I'm a word man. He kept on saying. I said, yeah, but look, most happy fella, look at these songs. You know, that's beautiful music. He says, I just don't feel qualified to talk about it. Let's talk about words.
And what did he tell you about words?
He said, your main concern as a lyric writer is to lead the listener through the song. Take the listener by the hand and lead him or her through the song.
Which Frischberg does with great delicacy in his ballad, You Are There.
In the evening, when the kettle's on for tea, an old familiar feeling settles over me, and it's your face I see, and I believe that you are there. In a garden,
1961 is a lot of memories ago, yet for Dave Frischberg, the scene that played out in Frank Lesser's office has not dimmed. It goes like this. Lesser sits behind his desk. The two men share an ashtray. The air is thick with smoke. Lesser says, let them savor every word. Frischberg sits savoring. Lesser says, and leave room for the listener to think.
I remember one song of mine where I intentionally did that. It's a song called Sweet Kentucky Ham, and in the middle of it I got, and you're really getting hungry for some talk, grab a shower, take a walk. And for some reason I decided I'd air it out. That's what Lesser would say. He said, you gotta give it some air. Take a walk. And then I proceeded with the lyric. And I did that deliberately, and I thought to myself, now I'm learning something about the craft.
Dave Frischberg has recorded a number of albums of his own music. All told, he figures he's written about 200 songs. Unlike Baby, It's Cold Outside, he's not sure any of them sing themselves, but he imagines that one of them might just sing to Frank Lesser. It's called Quality Time, and it's studded with some prize Lesser advice.
He said, it's tough writing comedy because the trick is to keep the jokes coming. You can't just say something funny and then use that each time. The real comedy songs continues to be funny all the way through, and you got to come up with something new. And at the end, you got to pay it off like a punchline. There's got to be a payoff at the end of the song.
So what's the payoff to Quality Time?
The very last, we'll have a ball. This is the last way. It's the way that he's interrupted by a phone call in the middle of singing the song. Hang on, there's my other phone. Then he sings, we'll have a ball, but now I got to deal with this other call. We've both been chewing more than we can bite off. We both deserve at least a day and night off. I'll speak to Sid, you'll make it all a write-off. This may not cost us a dime. And now comes the punchline. I'll fax you back with a plan of attack to let the quality time begin. We'll firm up the time frame. And you can pencil me in. So pencil me in. You can pencil me in. That's the end of the song.
Dave Frischberg in concert with his muse. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
In the evening, when the kettle's on for tea, an old familiar feeling settles over me.
Songs by David Frischberg and Frank Lesser are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.